Well, as we expected, his delivery was superb. There are three things that were in President Obama's address that should not have come to any big surprise, at least to me. First, President Obama committed to the largest annual tax increase in the history of America by implementing a cap-and-trade system. As bad as the stimulus bill was, this would be much worse because the stimulus bill at least was just for a one-shot deal. This would be every year. A cap-and-trade would be a tax increase of somewhere between $300 and $330 billion every year. Now, thankfully, I believe we can still defeat this tax increase here in Congress. Second, the president reiterated his plans to close the prison at Gitmo. We can't afford to close Gitmo, and Obama would risk the release of terrorists in the United States if he were to do that. And one of those places they're suggesting releasing him to would be right in our state of Oklahoma at Fort Sill, which would be a magnet for terrorist activity. I recently visited Gitmo and have been the most outspoken senator in opposition to closing the facility, which is a huge asset for our nation to keep America safe. Now, the third thing, saying he's going to cut the deficit in half at the end of his first term. Here's the problem with that. The average deficit for the eight Bush years was $245 billion. What he's doing is quadrupling that deficit, then cutting his deficit in half at the end of this four-year period. So they'd have the effect of doubling the deficit from the Bush years. That kind of arithmetic just doesn't sell. But again, I have to say that President Obama's delivery was impeccable.